what's Dave's Corner? Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan, and admission is free.
G'day, welcome to Dave's Corner. I think this is episode
21.
21. There you go, and some great feedback too.
Nothing from
the race caller or the bingo caller.
Two fat ladies or anything. Or...
I was going to do some gag about like, oh, we should give you your keys because it's 21 now. So you know,
and you didn't bother.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit distracting. You know, it's Dave's Corner.
Well, why would you throw to you if you're not going to do anything? Or if you just say numbers?
It's Dave's... Well,
you're not working in a deli, mate. You're working on a...
It's Dave's Corner, episode 21. But I've been getting some good feedback on the show,
have
guys.
You?
Yeah, yeah. Comments like this.
Oh, mate, it's brilliant.
Yeah, Liz.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dave.
Yeah, really good. So, the...
Where did you get those from?
Oh, they were from like 10 years ago when I was doing Workday Radio. Yeah, what do you think of the Foo Fighters?
Oh, mate, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but I thought I'd just use them for Dave's Corner. They always say in radio, you've got to reuse and recycle. Always hold on to your calls and stuff so you never know when you need to use them. So they're always there if I want them.
That's it, is it? Feedback today?
Yeah. No, it's not it. What I thought I'd talk about is give you a pool update, Mick, because I haven't seen you for the weekend. The pool is in the backyard. It has been craned in. It's about a quarter full, so they've got to kind of, you know, concrete it in the bottom, and they've got to weigh it right and stuff, so they put a little bit of water in as they go.
Are you supervising this, or?
I haven't been out. I've been sort of through the window and stuff watching it come in. In fact, it was funny.
Did they come out of the house? What are you, like Howard Hughes or something?
No, I don't know.
What are you, some enigmatic hermit?
I talk to them through the windows and stuff when they're there. I don't want to distract them. I want to get the job done, you know what I'm saying? Been so long in the waiting. What am I going to go?
Paying them by the hour.
What do you mean? I'm not going to go out and stop.
Are you tapping on the window or something?
No.
What are you doing?
They came the other day to the door. They said, do you want to see the pool come in? Which we did because, you know, so they craned it around the side of the house. And my daughter said, oh, where is it? I can't see. She's looking left to right. I said, look up, because it's on the giant crane. It's like a big alien ship coming down into the backyard. And there it is. So the pool is in. It's probably still 3 or 4 weeks away until we can probably get in it by the time it's plumbed up.
And you're in the house.
Backfill. Where else are we going to be?
I would have been in the pool.
Well, you can't go in.
Craning it in.
Oh, it's just not a bad idea. That would have been fun.
Do you let them in to use your toilet?
They haven't been in the house. No. Are we supposed to? I don't know what the etiquette is with tradies. Are you supposed to let them in? I'm not sure. I should have asked. I'll tell you who I should have asked, and I should ring, is Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pool. Because it reminded me of this.
Gary's Pools. Gary Poole speaking.
Nah. Well, you are. As if. Dear Fred. Righto, Wendy. Ta-ta. Hey, Kath, get on the blower to TAA and Cathay. I'll get to get a Honkers toot suite.
What now, Gary?
Yeah, those slippery dips, the fiberglass ones we ordered. They've gone missing at customs.
But Gary, the baby, it's due any day now. I'm already overdue.
Baby, the baby. That baby is going to be the Bain Marie of my life.
Oh, Gary, don't have another polywaffle cholesterol.
Give it a bone, Kath.
One of the all-time great characters. He should have his own
spin-off
show. I love
Gary Poole.
There'll be a polywaffle in your pool.
All right. It's Dave's Corner.